welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And I remembered to hit record.
Yay! We just did like 5 whole minutes.
Yeah, we're lucky we didn't get that far.
We didn't get that far. We were just talking about like, there's going to be a new movie with Judd Apatow's directing about the pandemic and
how you missed.
I'm not happy about it because I don't want any pandemic content, but Pedro Pascal is going to be in it, so I have to watch it. And David Duchovny is going to be in it. And then we talked about how he has a new book that he wrote called Truly Like Lightning.
And then that made me talk about it was something about the Truly beverages that Jen one time accidentally ordered.
Yeah.
And
because I'm stupid.
And well, Trulys are stupid anyways.
Yeah. If you're ever wondering, is Jen stupid? The answer is always yes. The answer is always yes.
Don't say that if you have a Q&A.
Would Jen be stupid enough to do this? Yes. The answer is yes. Yes. I am a moron.
You were like,
if you've listened to this podcast, you know.
It was like that meme where it's like that anime thing where the guy's like holding something up and he's just like, is this a special beer? And it's just a Truly.
Yeah, pretty much. That was me. I was literally, and I'd had Truly. We'd bought them before. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I've never heard of this fancy beer. I'm going to get it. Nope, just fucking Truly Seltzer because I'm an idiot. And I paid like $8 for it.
Just to shit that Hulk Hogan drinks, which... Speaking of
problematic humans. Yeah. So according to this just broke a little bit ago, we're recording this on Wednesday night. According to IO9, which is typically pretty reputable, Gina Carano is no longer working for Disney.
Right.
Probably because of all the shit she said.
Yeah. And she doubled down.
She really did double down because I guess something like, so she had posted, and I don't follow her, but something like being Jewish in the 1930s and being persecuted by the Nazis is the same as like living today and being persecuted in quotes for your shitty political beliefs.
Right.
Or something.
Something to that effect.
So, apparently she's out. And I would
had to go back to her home planet.
She had to go back to her home planet. I would just like to say, if they need a replacement for Cara Dune, I am tall, I am Italian, and I am thick.
Yeah.
So, and I could pull that off. I could just
you
walk
also
around.
Enjoy the company of Baby Yoda.
I love Baby Yoda so much.
And you also are a fan of Mando.
I am, but I'd probably want to stay really far away from him unless I was doing the scene with him.
The scenes are just like, you're
we're
a mile
socially
away.
Socially distanced.
All right, action. I didn't see it.
Kara, why are you so far away from Mando? We're socially distancing. no, I would want to just literally be like, oh, okay, let's do that scene. All right, bye. I'm going to my trailer now. That would be like the end of it. I'd be like, please, I cannot speak to you. I will literally lose my shit. And I'm too fucking old to lose my shit. Because I'm not a child. I'm a grown woman. It is pathetic. but it kind of bummed me out. Like, I don't like Gina Carano as a person, but I don't like her as an actress. I don't think she's very good.
Right.
She's really kind of... She never, like, every line she gives is kind of the same.
Yeah, so, she doesn't have much range.
She doesn't have a lot of range. But what I did really appreciate about having a character like Cara Dune through 2 seasons of Mando is you have a woman who is not a fucking stick figure.
Yeah.
And she's just doing her thing, and nobody gives a shit. Nobody says a word. There's never like, oh, well, she's, you know, whatever. Like, nothing is ever said about it. She's just a thick girl living her life, and it doesn't fucking matter. And I loved that about that character, because you never see that. Like, if you get a bigger girl, there's always like, oh, it's the butt of the joke. Something stupid happens. Like, she always feels bad because there's somebody else who's smaller. You know what I mean? Like, none of that shit ever happened. It was just like, here she is just living her life, being thick.
Yeah, just doing what she does.
And I was like, I really liked seeing that. I appreciated seeing that in some, especially in a show and in a franchise that's so widely consumed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was, and she was tough as shit, and it was never like, girl power. It was just like, she was just fucking tough.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't like her and Asuka, Ashoka, Tano went shot when
well that was like the whole thing in that
shop of her chocolates.
Well, it was that whole like You remember in the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When all the women show up to, like, clear a path for Captain Marvel. And it's this such a pandering girl power. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so, so obvious what they were doing. And then, but you then in The Mandalorian, when you have Mando runs off to fight the Dark Troopers?
Dark Troopers.
He's doing that looking for Baby Yoda. And then you just have the women, like, charging the bridge, and it was never just like, oh my god, girl power, all right girls, it was just like, hey, we have to do this shit, you do that, we'll do this, and just get it fucking done.
Yeah.
And that was really great. It was not like a pandering moment. It just happened to be that the people he's hanging out with are ladies, and we got to get this shit done.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yeah. No, it was pretty she represented something pretty noble on that show. Even though the actress is just a piece of...
Yeah. But I just want to say, like, if, you know, Jon Favreau, if, you know, you just happen to be listening to this, I'm sure you are with all your time on your hands, I'd be great.
Yeah.
And I promise I won't be weird.
So, you know, we should do a casting call in Denver.
I promise I won't be weird. I will be so nice. But I would be, you know, I'm thick.
He might see your monologue. It might give you a call.
I got to do another one of those. No one sees my... I think like 4 people watched it. And thank you to those 4 people.
Yeah.
Sean watched it. He just goes, I watched your monologue. And that was it. There was...
Wait a minute. I gave you feedback.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
but that was what you did when you read my review the other day, because I did do a review of Triple Frontier.
I always read your reviews.
Resurrecting my WordPress blog, which I haven't touched in over a year. Sean just goes, I read your thing. And that's it. I was like, well, I'm glad you liked it or hated it. Or you know what? I'm just not going to ask.
No, I enjoy that because you have a very distinct voice.
Oh.
It's the voice that I hear that I live with.
Oh, so you don't want to read it on the internet?
No, I
understand.
No, I enjoy it. So you should definitely go out there and find it. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I put it up there.
If you want to hear Jen talk about Triple Frontier.
Yeah, my favorite Dad for Noon movie. Credit to We Hate Movies for that term, Dad for Noon. So
speaking of things online, YouTube/AngryHero79 has content on there too. And I opened up, I posted another video. I got like a few in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of posting them like every week or so. And I have one for a She-Hulk figure. Speaking of strong women.
Yeah.
You know, well, we have a She-Hulk. I had a She-Hulk 10-inch figure that is actually a painted over Xena Warrior Princess 10-inch figure. But, you know, I get to talk about it. So I opened that up, and you guys could definitely check that out. I definitely would appreciate that. The only other stuff I wanted to talk about was the last episode of WandaVision, the most recent one, was pretty good.
Yeah, actually, this was probably my favorite episode.
Yeah, we're getting into some weird, interesting stuff, and you know, we had some. I'm not going to spoil anything, but you know, somebody described it as, if you like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, you'll like what happens here, because you know things. But you know, if you haven't checked it out yet, you know, definitely check it out. And speaking of Disney stuff, the Super Bowl was this past weekend.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right.
The Super Bowl was ass. But they did have a trailer or a teaser that directed you to the trailer.
That's right. For Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Falcon, or is it Winter Soldier and Falcon?
I think it's Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and you know, we got to see a little bit of what's coming up with that. Some more extended stuff, which I think it comes out, March 16th or March 9th?
I think it's like literally like a couple days after WandaVision ends.
Yeah, it's probably like, they're probably going to be like all like right after each other. You know, they're going to try to get them done in time, and just so there's always a show that they can promote.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this case, WandaVision or, you know, the Winter Soldier and Falcon and Winter Soldier is on its way. And, you know, Baron Zemo's in it. I think Agent 13, Sharon Carter, she's back.
Yeah, she is. That actually, because there's that one scene where she's like kicking ass or something. And it drove me nuts because she's supposed to be wearing a hoodie. And it's so far back on her head that you can tell it's pinned on.
Oh, right, right.
And she's supposed to be kicking ass. And I'm like, guys, come on.
He's like, don't make her wear a hoodie if that's the case.
Let's just be a little bit more serious. I mean, unless she pins it on, I don't know. But, like, that ain't going to stay there. And her hair's not going to stay that pretty.
No.
Not if you're kicking ass.
No, that's girl power.
Taking names.
Taking names. So, yeah, that's coming up. So I look forward to that.
I'm interested in it. It's kind of one of those things that, like, I know a lot of people are, like, obsessed with Bucky.
Yeah, he's kind of, he's got his followers.
Love Falcon too.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just kind of like, cool. Neat. I was definitely more hyped for WandaVision because I knew it was going to be weird. And we're finally getting to that point where shit's real weird. And that's what I was looking for.
I'll keep waiting for every episode. I don't know how many we have left, but I'm waiting for my Simon Williams.
You might get him.
I don't know.
We don't know. I mean, we don't know. You might get him. You might not. Maybe he'll show up in a poster.
He might. I mean, she might be like a favorite movie star of his.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, she keeps doing this whole thing where it's like we're going through like TV. So, you know, he could all of a sudden like guest star and everybody claps and he just, you know, goes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. There's ways to work him in. We still have time.
We still have time.
So trying to think if there's anything else that came out. No. I think that was, I mean, there's. Probably is stuff we just forgot. You posted a picture of Helena Wayne's costume.
Oh no! Yeah, I saw that on Twitter today. I had to pull it because it's bad. Like, I guess it's from Batman Catwoman 3. I didn't, you know, we read a lot of books, but of the 90s here when there were so many belts and all of the pouches, and I thought I have seen all of the places one can put belts and pouches by reading all these comic books. That costume proved me wrong.
What is it like? She has it like,
it's like a strap under her tits and there's pouches on it.
She's also got these really pouched up gloves that are primarily pouch.
Yeah. So it's like a molded boob thing that only goes, it's like a half shirt. Go to our Facebook page, Worst Collection Ever. And you'll see it. It's like a molded boob thing. And then there's like a pouch belt underneath it that just sort of hangs under her boobs.
Where'd you keep your mints?
I'm assuming. And then the pouches are like on the side, but then it's just, it literally just looks like she was naked and they just colored it gray. Cause I feel like I can kind of see vag if I squint, and you can see her belly button,
which is ridiculous.
You can see her belly, like not like an indent or the belly, like her literal belly button.
Right.
And I'm like,
which how that works?
That's what
I never understood about, like,
unless you vacuum that girl in there.
That's the thing. That's what I never understood about Catwoman's costume from the 90s. I loved it because I was a teenager.
What, purple Catwoman?
Purple Catwoman. Yeah. But like,
you saw her belly button?
Well, you saw everything.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, she like her, like the underneath of her breasts would be like vacuumed under. And it's like, well, how does that?
It doesn't.
That can't be practical.
It's not. And that kind of really sucks because I feel like for so long in comics, we were like going towards the like, they're still sexy, but they make sense as outfits. And now we're just back to like, and she's naked.
Yeah.
Well, at least with this costume. And maybe it's like a variant. I don't know. I just saw it on Twitter.
Maybe it's just the artist, like the artist of the
Yeah, it could have just been like, oh, you know, one of those like, I'm doing the splash page in the back, but another artist did the whole book or something.
Yeah.
You know, that happened. So I honestly cannot say. I just saw it tweeted on Twitter. And there you go. Can't tell you what the rest
of it
looks
like.
Maybe
we'll do that book at some point. I kind of fell back a little bit on my promise to do newer books. Yeah, we'll have to get to a store, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Have to find a way to get to one of those, you know, but we are living in the...
the panini?
The Parmesan.
In the Parmesan.
The Parmigiano. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Richard Pryor?
Yes, it's Superman 3 Movie Minute.
On Superman 3 Movie Minute, we'll be examining Richard Lester's 1983 film 5 Minutes at a Time. This time around, we don't just have Superman.
We have evil Superman, Lana Lang, a scary robot lady, and yes, Richard Pryor.
Coming soon to the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is The Sensational She-Hulk, number 26 from April 1991. And this actually comes via request.
Oh.
Because I got a comment on my YouTubes from a person named LFO. And they said, because I was on my She-Hulk video.
Yeah.
And they said, that is a rough-looking She-Hulk.
And they were right. Is that the one that was like the Xena repaint?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Xena one, yeah. And she came with like a Q-tip launcher or something. It's weird. It was weird. But yeah, he says that they say that's a rough looking She-Hulk. Any plans to do an issue of She-Hulk on the podcast? And I believe I replied that we have done She-Hulk in the past because we have.
We have, yeah.
We have done both Savage She-Hulk. We've done Sensational She-Hulk. We've even done one where she had to defend fucking Star Fox or something. And yeah, that does. So go back at our history, our rich, rich history of podcasting. And you can find those episodes of other She-Hulk episodes. But this one, I figured, you know, we haven't done She-Hulk in quite a while.
Yeah.
So why not do the She-Hulk?
Yes.
So here we are with the Sensational She-Hulk, number 26 from April 1991. On the cover here, we have She-Hulk sitting on top of the entirety of the team Excalibur.
Yes.
So she's got... Captain Britain, and he's stacked on top of Phoenix, Rachel Summers, and Lockheed. Poor Lockheed. Hope Lockheed's okay. And you see, what's his face?
What does Lockheed do?
He's a dragon. He's the dragon.
Oh, he's the dragon. That's right. Okay.
He's a little dragon. He was in
New Mutants.
He was in.
He showed up, and I was like, oh hey, I remember that dragon.
Yeah,
in that horrible movie.
Yeah, he ended up being. I couldn't remember if it was Ilyana's pet.
It was Ilyana's.
No, in the movie it was, but if it was Ilyana's pet or if it was Kitty's pet.
Oh.
Because that's what usually, in the as far as Excalibur is concerned, that's, was her pet. So, yeah, we have that. We got Megan. She's being crushed. And then actually you could see Kitty Pryde in the back. She's laying and she's holding up a white flag.
Ah, yes.
So. It's a lot of silliness. So it gives you the impression that She-Hulk defeats
Excalibur. That is not correct.
No, it's not entirely correct. So, So we start off. I think we're in Britain.
Yes. So we're in England, in London, I believe. Because finally, and I do want to say I'm very excited because this book is about me.
Because the story is literally called Trash.
It's literally called Trash. And I've already taken a picture of this and put it on our Facebook page. And this is my selfie. You guys can come see what I look like. I am a trash monster. I'm very excited about it. So, but it's basically like there's these like people and they're just hanging out. Yeah, because there's the underground.
Oh, okay.
And all of this... It's basically, it becomes Madame Trash Heap and it just like melds into a big giant trash pile with eyeballs.
Yeah.
And then it walks then away.
It takes a humanoid shape.
And then it becomes me and then it walks down the street.
And apparently this was 2 weeks ago where there's been this giant trash monster.
Oh, try 40 years.
I came out the womb trash.
I was born trash. I will die trash.
Yes. I was born in the trash.
I will die in the trash. Yes.
So, yeah. But yeah, it's the story is literally called Trash.
I was so excited.
Which is also my favorite.
It's your wife.
No.
It's my favorite wife.
My favorite wife. Also my favorite Alice Cooper album. So, but so we got She-Hulk. She's on a plane.
She's in first class.
She's in first class. She's very excited.
She's fucking fancy.
Yeah, I guess she was like, I was going to try to get like
Where they're basically like paying her to go over, but she was like, oh, I was going to get like a jet from the Avengers, but since, you know, my job is paying for this, this is sweet. And of course, then like this guy comes over, or we're not at that part yet.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, so she's doing like the Jerry Seinfeld in first class. She's like, she's got the drinks and the food, and she's just having a great time.
Yeah.
It's like, man, like this first class, like it's just, it's not, it's like one of those like really fancy planes that just like, they're not really like.
Is it like the ones that lay down?
Yeah, but they also look like they have like tables and stuff.
Yeah, this is like before they invented the ones that lay down. I really want to try one of those, but my God, they're so expensive.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe now's the time because maybe everybody wants you to fly. So
I don't want to lay down on a plane right now.
That's true.
It's gross.
You might as well just lay down in trash.
It's hard to lay down in myself, but yes, I agree.
I lay down in meat. So
I'm just like a Lego guy. I kind of like fall apart. But I kind of just like, I form every day. And then when I'm ready to go to bed, I just go, bleh, and I become a pile.
Like a Lego person, go, ah. So, yeah, so she Hulk's having a good time. And she's going to England to basically represent
this chick,
Megan.
Yeah.
Who is been accused of destruction property
and also eating trash.
And also eating trash.
So she just started eating trash. And she's like, well, that's really weird.
Yeah. So the idea is something where she just kind of lost. She did all this stuff and witnesses saw her at a burger bar ingesting its stock and eat its trash.
Yeah.
So she's basically the Danny DeVito, the trash man. People, we actually always was great.
I'm the trash man.
Yeah. I hit people with trash can, then I take the trash, and they start eating the trash. Nobody wants to see a 6-year-old man eating trash.
That's probably one of the best Always Sunny episodes.
We were
such a good one.
We were having on the well, not we, but like just people on. Somebody made a Photoshop. I'll have to show you of like some video game. It was like Legends of Wrestling, and it's like the Trash Man was on it. Actually, it was all the wrestlers from that episode. So like,
oh, that's
it was
awesome.
The Maniac and like, you know, Rickety Crickets and the Birds of War.
Birds of War.
So.
With their, did they have pens like drawn on abs?
Well, you didn't see, you couldn't see, but yeah, but you know, you had yeah, so this is Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and
it's such a great episode.
And it's just, I mean, we've probably talked
about your Desert Rose,
it's a chair, but it's, we just kind of going back and forth with the quotes, and there's just like, I had to put in there, it's like, hey, Maniac, you got any kids? Nah, man,
not anymore.
Why'd you get a book of the chestnuts?
I really do love that episode. It's very funny.
Another one that I also part of like, it's like him on the Roddy Piper, because Roddy Piper plays like this wrestler, the Maniac.
The Maniac, yeah. Who lives in like a station wagon.
And what I think might be his greatest film role.
It is his greatest
greatest media. I mean, look, a lot of people love him in They Live, but the Maniac is a national treasure, and he's just on the phone like in the bar, and he's like $15 copay, eat shit and die.
That's right.
Yeah, there's so many good. I mean, if you've never seen that episode, it's like, I think it's the gang salutes the troops, or does it for the troops. Also, we all chipped in and bought you these jean shorts.
Oh God, it's so funny.
I've always wanted to do it because I don't want to keep talking, because I don't want to just sit there and just talk about the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many bits of that show or on that episode that I just have shaped me in my future because it's so funny. But anyways, so She-Hulk, she's having a good time in first class. And all of a sudden they hit some turbulence and things, it feels like something hit them.
Yes.
So, and this is where like, I think you're talking about where this guy kind of walks up to her and he's like, hey.
Yeah. And he's like, he wants to join the Mile High Club. And she's like, well, you know, being on that jet would be real nice right now. And then like, it feels like something hit them. And she's like, she like gets up and just like sprints to the closest flight attendant. And she's like, what the hell's going on? And the lady's like, you know, it's fine. There's some turbulence. Sit down. And she's like, are you shoveling manure, lady?
He's like, don't lie to me.
And I'm like, Okay, so she like keeps getting hit, and then she's like, "I'm an Avenger. Here's my Avenger ID."
Well, yeah, because they have IDs.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. You know that?
I mean, do you need them?
Oh yeah, apparently you do.
Do you need them?
That's how you get into the mansion.
Do they have them now? Can it just do a
I don't know if they have them now, but back in the 80s and 90s, like Cap was walking around with that ID and it has a picture of himself as Cap on that ID. Just like this one has her.
Does she need one? She's green.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe think about it.
She's also gigantic.
But there's also people that could be imposters of her.
She's like 7 feet tall.
But there are villains that could do that.
Well, you're right. I guess, yeah, you're right.
But if they, fine. But if you go up there and Jarvis is like, where's your ID?
They wouldn't have her ID.
Yeah. Oh, he must not be the real She-Hulk.
Nope.
Well, she lands on top of this dude. She's like, I'm an Avenger. I'm on top of the situation.
And there's a guy just like stared at her tit.
And the guy's like, so to speak. Oh!
There's also, so she like.
Then one thing I want to just point out real quick.
Are we talking about the feet yet?
Well, we're getting, oh yeah.
We'll get there, okay.
Oh yeah, that's something I was like, oh, I wonder if you noticed the feet.
Oh, I noticed the feet, and I have thoughts about the feet.
So, but yeah, I just want to say I enjoy the art in this because it really, She-Hulk's, you know, like around this time, like this, you know, like John Byrne kind of ushered this in, but it's like, it's got a very whimsical take on things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did he draw this one?
No, he didn't draw this one, but it's very Kevin Maguire-esque.
Did you see the one where it was like, hey, why did John Byrne always make old men fuck teenagers in every book he did?
No.
Yeah. There was like something on Twitter about that anyway.
Oh, okay.
Continuing on.
Anyways.
Good question.
So the plane's going down and she's like, well, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm She-Hulk. I'm going to like go out on the wing.
I also did not understand.
I don't know what her plan is.
That's the thing. I'm like, you know, you can't fly, right?
You know, you can't fly.
Not only that, and you're going to fucking break this open and you're going to depressurize this entire plane.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? And so she takes off her shoe and there's this like lovingly drawn foot.
Oh yeah. That is
green foot.
Those are Tootsies. That is doing it.
Fucking Quentin Tarantino has this above his bed.
Oh,
like, but not only that, she's like,
Quentin Tarantino directs She-Hulk.
I just want to point this out. I just want to point this out real quick. She-Hulk is like 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
She is humongous. And she's like, I'm going to kick in this door with my size 10. And I'm like, honey, size 10? Who the fuck are you kidding? That's like a 15.
Yeah.
She's buying like specialty shoes. She's not wearing a size 10.
Yeah, no,
she wishes she could wear a 10.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out.
But
size 10, my ass.
So she goes out on the wing and she sees Captain Britain and he's.
And by the way, looks like he's been like hung over for days.
Yeah.
With like his stubble.
Yeah, he's got Captain Britain here, but he's got a stubble and he looks very disheveled and angry and he's beaten up on the plane. And so he hits her off, She-Hulk off the plane. And She-Hulk actually like says, and I don't know if this is entirely true because she's She-Hulk, you know, she's got the same, you know, I mean, I'm assuming the Hulk would be the same way. She's like, you know, she's up in this, you know, however high they are. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I probably wouldn't even survive a fall from this height.
Yeah. And she's like, but I don't really want to find that out.
Like, yeah, but I mean, but you probably could.
Probably. Maybe. But also, you're just causing more chaos here at this moment in time. So she is falling and she gets caught by
Phoenix. Or no, she gets caught by Megan.
By Megan, who she's here to defend. And then that's when we see Phoenix and Nightcrawler and all sorts of other people. With Excalibur.
Yeah, the Excalibur shows up and they're there to help save this plane. I do enjoy, because, you know, I guess there's some way that Phoenix is able to carry everybody in her, like, her Phoenix force.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got, like, you know, Shadowcat and Nightcrawler hooked up in there. And so Nightcrawler's like, well, I got to do my teleportation thing. And he does one of his BAMF.
Yes.
Thing, and it smells like brimstone.
Yeah.
When he does that. Yeah. So she does like right, basically crop dusts Phoenix.
Yeah.
When he does it, because she just reacts to it. So Nightcrawler's up there, tries to do Captain Marvel, and then Lockheed goes up there and starts breathing fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kitty Pryde, which this is something that she can do. She can grab you and make you intangible as well.
That's right.
She pulls him through this plane and throws him down the other end, which I don't know if it's on the ground or if it's wherever they are, in the sky. But he comes like crashing down on top of Megan and She-Hulk, which I kind of think he's kind of like ah, like he's right. doing like a Superfly splash or yeah. something. Also, there's this robot here, and I don't know who this robot is.
What robot?
This little ball robot that's got like eyeballs and stuff.
Yeah, I was very confused by what this was
because nobody seems to reference it.
No, he's just there.
He's just there, and
just a face.
And I don't know enough about Excalibur to understand.
That's the titular Excalibur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he turns into a sword, and then they hit people with it.
Yeah, you think he would do something like that right now?
Yeah.
Nope.
So they save the plane. And we get kind of like some exposition here. So because they go back to the light. That's right. They go back to the Excalibur's lighthouse. They have a team.
That's their lair. Titan Tower.
Titan Tower is on the White House or lighthouse. There's also a guy there named Alistair Stewart, who is a mm-hmm. part of the WHO, the Weird Happenings Organization.
Is that a wrestling faction?
No, it's.
Are you sure?
No, it should.
That's what I mean. Definitely could be a wrestling faction.
Definitely could be. I agree.
Show up on Halloween Havoc.
That's true. But yeah, so they give me the explanation that there was a couple weeks ago, there was a creature entirely made of trash that was going around eating trash.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And
she came from America.
She walked
and
over.
She was
over,
just like, "Hey, I really want to check out the UK.
How about I eat your trash?
How about I just wreak havoc on your fucking country,
Megan?"
Well, so Megan like went after the trash monster, and then like it like possessed her and made her. Honestly, I thought grow many arms.
Yeah, because the way she's like,
drawn here.
Also, too, like because it possesses her, and that he could take because Megan can. Change it to different forms of things.
Yeah.
And so he does that. But then like the way that I just like this look on this monster's face.
He's like,
because he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Possessing women. So she goes amok, and apparently this is where she goes into the,
this is where she eats the trash in the burger bar.
And Phoenix is able to like fit, you know, mentally like shunt this
thing
out of her, but it has to go somewhere, so it ended up in
Captain Britain,
and he started like not like taking care of himself.
Yeah, he stopped showering
and looking.
They were like, oh, you know, we kind of did, we should have noticed the not showering, but the whole like him being moody and shitty, that's just normal Captain Britain.
Yeah. So he's running amok now, and that's where we end up here. And so what's her face? She looks like, well, why don't Phoenix just do what she did before? And it's like, yeah, but I guess since he adapted, this trash monster can adapt. You know, it would probably cause like permanent damage to Doctor or Captain Britain.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to figure something else out.
Yeah.
So
they like, he's just like sitting in an alleyway eating trash.
And the way that the trash is represented is just gray.
Yeah,
matter.
It's just gray. And so, like, I guess he's just, like, sitting in an alleyway eating trash, just, like, wearing shorts and, like, nothing.
No, he's wearing his outfit, but he just took off his shirt.
Oh, that's right. So he's wearing his pants. So, he's ripped, and he's got this huge fucking batch and these giant thighs. And he's like,
oh, yeah. His batch is very troublesome.
It's huge. Yeah.
He's like, it's probably all that trash he's been shoving there.
It's so much trash.
Batch.
Apparently makes it bigger. I don't know. I don't know how batches work. Especially trash batches.
Trash batch.
So then Megan like comes up and punches him, and he's like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's drawn weird.
Yeah. And then
I don't know if she's really punching him. She just kind of like takes his head and slams it against something.
Yeah. She's shoving face.
Yeah. She shoves his face.
And then everybody, they just kind of like descend on him. And, you know, everybody kind of gets a shot. And, like, She-Hulk shows up and she's, like, wearing this, like, yellow trench coat.
Right.
We'll get there. But she's, like, wearing this trench coat. And so she starts fighting this guy and she, like, throws him into some trash cans.
And things aren't working.
No, nothing's working. He is very powerful, obviously, so it's not working. So after a lot of fighting.
I do enjoy her punching Captain Britain and just saying, substandard. So
then she's like, okay. So yeah. He's like kind of crouched over. And this is when she takes off her trench coat to reveal that she is wearing a very tiny bikini made of trash.
Right. And
it's so stupid.
Let me see if I can understand why she does this.
Because the monster is male.
The monster is male.
But how do you know that monster's not gay?
I don't know.
Right?
We don't know.
We don't know if
or maybe it's asexual.
Right? That monster might like boys. That monster might not want to fuck at all.
Yeah.
But this is just an excuse to get a full-length picture of She-Hulk in nothing but a skimpy-ass bikini.
Yeah.
Made of garbage, by the way.
That's how you sell these books. That's how they would try to be like,
that's how you sell She-Hulk.
That's how they'd be like, hey, kids, you want to read She-Hulk? Check this out. Yeah. You know, so that was, and a lot of times, like, they would do these silly covers that would have nothing to do with the actual issue, but yeah. Just be her kind of dressed up in some way. But, yeah, so I do enjoy as she's wearing this bikini and, like, people are taking pictures of her and you see this robot's like, hey,
right? And there's also like men in the background like taking pictures at the same time.
No, that's that's the guy. That's the, no, that one of those guys is the guy that's helping them. He's the guy from the weird organization.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like, oh man,
yeah.
I don't know what happens here because the way that the progression goes, like all of a sudden, like this wind starts kicking up. Oh, because it's probably because it's starting to. It's
because leaving. His lust is like increasing or something, and he just like starts ingesting more trash.
Oh, so he's getting horny, so he just becomes more and more trash.
I mean, that's not usually how it works, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's they couldn't give him a boner, so they just make him huge.
That's true. They didn't want to draw a trash boner.
Which, you know, they really should have just gone for it.
Just draw a big veiny trash pile.
Draw on a dick.
Oh, man. What if he was just made of a bunch of discarded dick pics?
And then what was that stupid fucking show we watched that was supposed to be like a mockumentary where it was like, who drew the dicks?
Oh, American something or other.
Yeah, whatever that is. American students.
Yeah. No, yeah. I forgot what it was called.
I did too.
Actually, I thought that one was pretty fun.
It was fun.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, it was like, who drew the dicks? And then like,
so the trash monster just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Phoenix is there to step in and get to the heart of the creature. I don't understand what she's doing, but she just basically like funnels all this trash or keeps funneling trash into this monster.
Yeah, until it like, and they're like, well, because they don't actually know if this is going to work or not.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, we assume he has like a maximum trash capacity, which let me tell you, as someone who is trash, there is no maximum capacity. you just continue consuming and being trash.
You can keep putting the trash in.
It keeps coming and it just never stops. So like, she just like gets all this trash and it eventually somehow gets to max capacity and he kind of burps and then he explodes and he covers like all of London in just gray trash.
Yeah, which is actually pretty gross.
But does this actually kill him?
Well, I mean, he ceases to exist, it appears.
I mean, so. If he's an entity that can possess things, like why, how can you?
I don't know how this does it.
I don't know. And it's all because of She-Hulk's in a bikini. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. So Captain Marvel is, or Captain, what's his face, is okay now. Captain Britain. We even get him making out with Megan in the background there. Just
yeah.
Like,
he's like,
I was trash.
I was trash. Make him take a shower before you make out with him. That man must smell.
Oh, he must be fucking.
He didn't shower for days and then he became a trash heap.
Yeah. And so at the end, what's his face? Nightcrawler is like, ach, what do we do with 400 tons of possessed rubbish? And we see She-Hulk. She's back on a plane. And she's like, well, the case against Megan got dismissed. And in these environmentally conscious days, here's what we did. And so apparently they made a blot, paper blotter.
or blotter paper?
Yeah, recycled paper. Sure.
What's the recycle? What's the paper blotter? Is that just like a notebook?
I'm assuming that's what.
That's what it looks like.
And I guess, like, did She-Hulk do her job?
Yeah, she said. Well, she got.
Oh, she did.
Megan off because people were able to see. You know what?
You just said she got Megan off, and I laughed because I'm 12.
There's a lot of entendres in this book.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like we were watching the Super Bowl the other day, which was awful. And honestly, it feels like the Super Bowl never happened. But we were watching it and somebody was like, oh, no, he's been double teamed. And I was like, because I'm 12. Because I have the sense of humor of a child.
He's being penetrated.
Penetrating their defenses.
Yeah. So, yeah, they turned this, apparently, this monster into a notebook. Mm. And that's it. That is the story. Next month is Attack of the Puppets.
Uh-huh.
Parentheses, honest. So, did you want to read that?
Sure. I enjoy right there. She-Hulk. I think it's fun.
No, it is fun. It is fun. I the reason why I have this... It's because in a prior issue, Death's Head shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think he shows up in another issue coming up or something like that. So I had to get it. And I actually know where I got this.
Huh.
I got this at Amoeba Music.
Oh.
Amoeba Records on Hollywood. I picked it up. There was just a random thing of comics they had there. And this was like all bundled together for some reason. Somebody was just like, you know what? We got a bunch of She-Hulks, but I'll just bundle them together.
Yeah.
Just perfectly cromulent package of issues. And I was like, well, this is what I need. This is exactly. I walked in there and I was like, this is exactly what I needed.
Yes, it was.
These particular issues of She-Hulk are here in this world famous record store. So, yeah, that's how I find comics sometimes.
Yeah.
But, big ups to She-Hulk. I enjoy reading the books, and I feel like I probably would enjoy reading the rest of these, and I probably will at some point once I get my act together. But that's it for this week's show. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, and tell your friends, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pandora, Spotify, anywhere you get this show. Overcast, if you use Overcast, that's an app. Pocket Casts, Podhound. If you use any of those things, please spread the word and tell people how to download the show. That would be really cool. If you were like, hey, you know, I really enjoy this podcast and I think you should listen to it too. And I know you don't listen to podcasts, but you have the power to do so on your phone. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And then you show them how to do this one.
Yeah.
And then they hear this episode and they go, why did you make me do this? but no, I promise we will entertain you as we continue to do. So, and please shoot some emails, man. I'd like to get some emails.
Sure.
We never get any emails. But also, apparently people want to comment on my YouTubes. And express their love for the show there. And I am all for that. So please find us on YouTube. I'm at AngryHero79 and you're at Jen Stansfield.
Jen Stansfield 80.
80.
Yeah.
So make sure you find us over there and check out our wares. And that would be really dope. So please be safe out there. Wear a fucking mask.
Oh, my God. Please. Look, here's the thing. And if you read my... my review of Triple Frontier, jenstansfield.wordpress.com, you will see that I literally started crying because actors were laughing.
Yeah.
And I just miss the sound of being around people who are laughing. So please wear a mask because it is coming up on basically an entire year of quarantine. And in like, 6 weeks, I'm going to celebrate my second birthday in quarantine.
Yeah.
And I'd really, really... would like this all to be over.
Yeah, we need to stop being okay with this quarantine.
I'm getting
shit.
Real sad, kids.
And start actually doing
something.
And I'm an
introvert, and I don't even like being around people. And I'm looking forward to being around people.
Yeah, look what you did.
Look at what this has done to me. This is terrible.
Yeah, let's all get this figured out. And Let's get this figured out, and let's be safe out there and be smart, for crying out loud. So, yes. Thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.